bounce pass, pass, kick pass, dunk it,
what?
Funk it,
sure.
Serve it,
here,
work it,
switch,
jocular, we're about to get jocular.
Hello.
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 Welcome to Jocular.
Wow.
I'm Tian Tran. My pronouns are she, her.
I'm ER Fightmaster. My pronouns are they, them.
I'm Katie Kershaw. My pronouns are she, her.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, and possibly happy International Women's Day.
Is that what
is
it's
that
going?
Is that
what
when this comes
March
out?
8th is International is Women's
wow.
Day.
Wow.
Yeah, I think they knew what they were doing. I do think they knew what they were doing.
Is this when we should tell the audience what this podcast is going to be?
No, I think they should just wait and figure it out.
Yeah.
If they haven't by now, hang up the phone.
If you don't know what we're doing by now, guess what, motherfucker? Stay in the dark.
Three professional athletes? What do you think we're going to talk about?
This is Jocular. This is a podcast about three professional athletes navigating their way through heterosexuality.
Exactly.
Questions about pregnancy
and
cishet womanhood.
And marriage.
Marriage.
Ooh! Okay, the show seriously is about three queer best friends talking everything women's sports.
Yes, and we just want to say ahead of time that when we say women's sports, we're really talking inclusively. Like, you know, I know that it can be very binary to call it, you know, men's sports and women's sports, but we're going to use women's sports as the umbrella term to uplift and focus on women and queer people and all the people that aren't getting attention from dominant sports culture, which is largely focused on men.
Hell yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's going to be super fun.
Yeah. I mean, we'll discuss everything from basketball, soccer, power slapping.
I love power slapping.
I mean, who would you, if you could be power slapped by one person right now.
Sexually, non-sexually.
Living or dead.
I don't think
you can go back in time if you want to.
There's not a non-sexual way to do it.
Okay. Cherry Jones.
Whoa.
Cherry Jones?
Number one.
That's a great Sarah Paulson's ex?
Yeah.
Okay.
Damn.
She's number one forever and always.
Wow.
Rachel Weisz.
Oh. Obviously.
Okay, yeah.
Particularly at the favorite energy.
Okay.
Want her to look at me like I was a poorly behaved, in this instance, queen.
Yes.
And I'd want discipline. I'd want order.
Yeah.
And I'm so, if we ever end up working together, first of all, what an honor. And second of all, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I'm just making a joke.
Oh, I really like that one.
Yeah, thank you. What's yours?
Mine is right off the top immediately, Michelle Yeoh.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Because I feel like she'd slap me proper. Like,
it would be proper.
It would be such a proper, well-executed,
highly
technical slap in my face. Oh, God. It would be amazing.
Yeah, that's a really, really good
Similarly in a disciplined way.
Yeah.
Similarly. In like
Similarly.
Similarly in a disciplined way.
Yeah.
Like, I would want her to slap me as the mom from Crazy Rich Asians.
Obviously.
Because it looked like she wanted to slap, but she didn't get a chance to.
Yeah, she was so, I mean, she's just, every
stunning
thing I see her in, I'm like, I've been bad.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's how I feel, too.
Yeah. This episode of Jocular is a getting to know us episode where we are going to tell you a little bit about our background in sports and why we deserve to be really your experts on the topic.
Yeah.
Here's my question.
Okay.
If power slapping was a team at your high school, would you have joined?
Yes. 100%.
I know.
100%. Okay.
I'm going to have to say no.
Oh, I know myself very well.
I know myself very well. I would not have joined the power slapping team.
Well, if it interfered with play practice, then I couldn't. But if I had the time, probably.
Tell us a little bit more about your play practice.
Play practice?
Yeah. Well, like where you did, okay. Did you play sports in high school?
I didn't play sports in high school. I did marching band.
That's a sport.
to some.
Tien.
Sorry, I just wanted to like
come on,
pump
girl.
Each other. No, I wanted to be more. I wanted on, to pump
brother.
Each other.
I played basketball growing up. Played basketball growing up. Was really, really bad, but I loved the game. But it got to the point where like my sister is like was a basketball star. My uncle is fucking 5 feet. My uncle is 7 feet tall. My papa was a great basketball player. And at one point, my mom just looked at me and was like, it just skipped us.
Aww.
And it did. It did. But also, famously, playing basketball when I was little, the coach tried to put me in. And I told him, I can't. I'm having a conversation. So kind of should have cut it there.
Wow. And look at you now. Still having a conversation.
Still having a conversation.
About sports.
About sports.
I love that so much.
Yeah. So that was, no, I was worried about play practice. But, you know, I was watching basketball, going to UK women's games, any chance I could.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Now, your sport was?
Soccer. I was.
You look like a soccer player. Yeah.
Do
plus.
I? That's yeah. what I, oh, God, that's. That really means a lot to me that you said that.
I feel like soccer players were all like, it's a cool, even like back before soccer was like gaining the momentum it has now, it was always like a cool girl thing to do.
Oh, it felt very international, very cool.
It did feel cool. It was fun. I played, not to brag, varsity all 4 years.
Damn. Yes.
When did you start? How old were you?
I started playing when I was like 4.
Wow.
With like my classmates. In kindergarten, and then I begged my parents to sign me up for soccer, and I've played ever since. And I wish I could still play, but I'm like in my 30s. I feel like I need to warm up too much, and I'm worried about an injury.
Well, you have cleats, though.
I do have cleats.
Yeah.
I frequently buy new cleats, even though I don't use them that often. But yeah, I was a soccer girly, mm-hmm. and the like. I don't know if you have experienced this on sports teams, but like the trash talking of choice was for us to be calling other players lesbians and dykes.
Yeah, of course.
And I just remember like, I remember like a rival team calling us dykes. And I think at the time I was not out, far from being out. And I remember just being like, they know something.
What did I do them to know?
But now I'm like, if someone was like, you dyke, I'd be like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
How do you know my birth name?
How do you know my government name? Dyke Tram.
Dyke Fightmaster.
At Lesbian Kershaw.
Oh, congrats.
Okay, different. Congrats. Dyke's the middle name.
Beautiful.
Lesbian Dyke Kershaw.
Lesbian Dyke Kershaw.
In ER, what did you play?
Yeah.
I played basketball. I was also 4 years varsity, but I was
okay.
But I was not great. Like I was 4 years varsity because I was also when my coach was like punishing me, he would send me down to JV. Like
God,
he would bounce me back and forth. But I was always I was varsity, so I was playing 2 games a night. Was how mm-hmm. it was working. Because he just hated my guts. And that's like was my big takeaway from basketball was like just that all male coaches for some reason wanted me dead.
Also, how old was your coach, do you think? Because my coach was like a 30-year-old guy. And looking back, I'm like, why was he my coach?
Yeah, why was
he there? Was this man my coach?
My coach's name was and he was like in his 40s and he had a legitimate Hitler mustache.
Stop it.
Stop.
No, he had the he
by
had,
choice.
He had like a full Richard Spencer haircut, full like Hitler mustache. Like it
taken
was
from the hits. Those are all the hits.
Undeniable. The wow. Hitler hits. I mean, straight up.
And he have like burns on other side? Like could grow everywhere?
No, it just stopped. It just stopped here. It was like very obvious that he shaved it in a very specific way.
Wow.
And it wasn't like that thin, but it was like on either side. And it was funny because I think that because I was a funny kid, he just unloaded a lot of anger in my direction. And so even when I look back on basketball, as much fun as I had, I'm always like, yeah, I guess I sucked. But like, playing. I was on varsity all four years.
Yeah.
It was just that every once in a while, he'd like try to humiliate me by like sending me down to JV. And I'd be like, well, I'm fine here too. Like, You know what I mean? It was just like one of those situations.
These coaches.
But I went and I got picked up by the volleyball team because they were like down a middle. And that was sophomore year. And the volleyball coach like took me out to the tennis courts and was like, let me just show you the rules. And you come to a practice, you see if you like it. And I did.
It's yeah. fun.
And I had a woman coach. And I had the best time, and I, like, led my league in blocks every year. You know what I mean? It was just, like, such a difference having any support at all.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even though I'd never played before.
It's the best.
It's the best.
Yeah, like, my high school coach was a guy, but my club coach for soccer was a woman, and she was such a badass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, like, the coolest, like, such a brilliant woman. I think it takes a lot to kind of, like, corral a bunch of young teens mm-hmm. and like make them all feel empowered to play a sport and like empowered to I think I like that woman taught me the first that woman probably taught me about like not being jealous of other teammates like yeah. I feel like that's such a valuable lesson that you learn
yeah
playing
yeah.
on like a sports team is that like you're here all together. Some choices are like made for the best of the team and like sometimes that's not your day so you got to learn mm-hmm. and it's someone isn't against you.
I feel like good coaches are touched by God and then the rest of them, somebody hurt them and they decided uh-huh. to kind of come back
yes.
and take it out.
Well, and the negative ones, they do tell you like, you know, they'll before, you know, it would be like, you know why Sarah's going in? Because Sarah can shoot a goddamn foul shot. Like, yeah.
like, I don't need the justification. Yeah. Like, Sarah was nice to me on my birthday. Yeah.
100%.
Sarah acknowledged my divorce.
I want Sarah.
Sarah needs the needs to score.
Go in.
Go in, Sarah.
Go ahead. The game's over. Sarah's been in.
Sarah's been in. We're fine. But he also wouldn't let me ride shotgun because he hated me so much. One time
Who is this man?
Also, why were you in a position to ride shotgun yeah. with your coach?
I didn't want to, but we took vans to every game and there was like he thought I was getting into shotgun and he was like, "No, that's Sarah's seat."
Sarah's in the back like,
Sarah's,
"I don't know."
Sarah straight up was in the back like, "I don't want to sit there." Sarah. Like it was like
Sarah, sit in the wife's seat now.
Sarah's now a therapist. Sarah. She's doing great.
I went on to coach. I coached volleyball.
Yeah.
And I coached 12-year-olds, which was fun. And then I coached 17-year-olds, which is fun. And I, first of all, I just had like the best time. Coaching girls is so much fun.
It's
so easy to be nice to them. Mm-hmm. And I got fired from coaching the 17-year-olds because I let all of them play.
What?
Oh, instead of picking the best players?
Uh-huh. Well, and in volleyball, it's like usually like a 3-game setup. So I would put my like best, you know, player yeah. in the position so that they'd have 2 games. But in that second game, I'm like, I'm not going to, you know, sit a 17-year-old girl so she can't get better. Because over the course of a season,
right?
Then you're fucked. And yeah, the parents were like, yeah. The bad girls deserve to be punished.
Oh, no.
My God.
All right.
Oh,
well.
God.
I'm just going to take off. Yeah, I'll head out.
Yeah, see you later, Ohio.
Yeah. I coached 10-year-olds and 14-year-olds soccer. And they were fun.
Cuties.
Really
yeah,
cute,
adorable.
Really fun. They also it's like the one time that you're like anything I do, they're going to think is cool. It was like
how old were you?
I was 18, 19.
So anything you did was cool.
Oh, my God.
Anything,
so
it was
cool.
So fun. I wore a visor in that time, okay?
Oh.
I
wore, fun?
For my life, I wore a visor for fashion.
Hey, Haley, can we edit this part out?
No. Please keep this in, Haley. I wore a hat where your head is still...
exposed.
Still exposed.
Not you explaining visors.
You know why you're explaining
visors? Because no one knows what the fuck
they
are anymore.
Yeah, let me tell you what a visor is. A visor just keeps the sun out of your eyes, but not the sun off your head.
But was it branded?
Yes, like, it was the UNC Tar Heels.
Why?
Because the UNC women's soccer team is like legendary in college soccer. And for a second, I thought that I would maybe get to play, but definitely was not good enough. But I wore the hat. And
you wore the visor.
Sorry, my God.
We did not just go through all of that.
I wore the hat. What the fuck are you talking
about? What fucking
hat?
I apologize for trying to gaslight you both into thinking that I wore a hat.
It was a visor. Thank you.
Accepted.
It was a visor. And you
on
know
the count
what?
Of three, one, two, three, accepted.
Thank you. I'm going to get you all visors, and you're going to love it.
I'm going to move on from this because it's been so hurtful and honestly kind of harmful to the community. What do you have a moment that you remember being like, oh, I gay? Like that's a sports related, mm-hmm. oh, I gay mm-hmm. moment.
Mm-hmm. Katie?
Well, to bring it back to Cherry Jones, her Tony acceptance speech. But besides that,
Jesus.
Was something about the 1996 gymnastics team.
Yes.
Dominique Mucciano. I mean, those thighs were mm-hmm. just like something I had never kind of seen before. Mm-hmm.
Kill me, right?
Yeah. Absolutely crushed my head. Mm-hmm. Twisted off of my body.
Yeah.
Oh, give me a light squeeze around my middle.
Yeah, I think that was like, I was just like a little too much, a little too into them.
They were, well, because they were like unbelievable.
The athleticism was insane. They were so cute.
They were so cute.
Tinies.
That's Carrie
Tinies.
Strug, right? That's like Carrie Strug, Dominique Dawes.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Thank you. How about you?
Mine was, I feel it's a little cliche, but it really was mine. The 1999 Women's World Cup, Brandi Chastain.
Oh my God, a classic.
Final, scoring the winning penalty kick and ripping off her shirt, dropping down to her knees in that black sports bra, and then all of her friends.
All of her best friends.
Yeah, go on.
Okay, all of her best friends.
Go on.
And teammates running after her. And they're all jumping.
Running after her.
Gay.
Running.
All of her good pals.
I was just like, what is this feeling that I'm feeling?
Yeah.
Gay. I had that poster up on my wall. I woke up to it every morning. Fight yours.
I remember seeing spandex, underneath of basketball shorts.
Oh, my God, yes.
And it was such, like, a revolution in my brain was seeing the spandex. And mm-hmm. just, like, here's the basketball shorts over, like, your, like, strong athletic legs. And then you, like, lift up your shorts. You pull them up and you get, like, in a defensive position. So you're, like, legs are a little split. And you're, like, I'm a tough little guy. And you get down to the defensive and you pull your little shorts up. And there's your little spandex. And I remember, like not being able to put words to it, but being, like, Oh, boy.
Oh boy.
and then, you know, in that very gay way, like, then, like, insisting on, like, having my parents buy me spandex. But, like, when I put them on, I was like, loser. But when I saw them on girls, I was like, whoa, like, what a cool piece of equipment. Like,
oh, I loved spandex. I love the way it looked, love the way it felt.
Yes. I still do to this day.
Yeah. You know, you all discussed coaches earlier, but did you ever have, like, a coach crush?
Oh my
God. Or was it more mentor? Okay.
No, I had a coach crush.
Tell me everything.
Raven.
Names. Well, I mean, wow.
Like, think of that. Okay. First of all, I feel like that's a very crushable name.
Sure.
I mean, that's so Raven.
That's all Raven. That's all you can think.
That's so Raven.
Okay, now
that's
I'm seeing it.
Yeah, I can see.
Okay, for me, Raven was the soccer camp counselor.
Ooh.
Oh, fuck.
So it was like a short term thing, which makes it so you knew that I was only there for a week.
Yeah.
And she was my coach for a week. And she was on the, like, UNC Tar Heels. Like, she was on
visor.
The Yo. College team. She was on my visor. I made a visor of her.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't. Okay. You're both looking at me so seriously. I did not make a visor of my coach.
Of Raven.
But,
Kaylee,
no,
you know what to do.
I've never played better soccer.
Oh my gosh.
There, I said it. I've never played better soccer than in front of my crush, Raven.
So I took gymnastics for a shockingly long time, can't do shit now. Because it was like kind of like my social hour. Like, as soon as I would get to the front of the line for my turn, I would say I needed to go to the bathroom. And then I would come back and I would gossip. Okay, I thought that was kind of like fun.
No, that's
no,
so
no,
cute.
No, it's so cute.
Thank you.
It's so cute.
I'm adorable, honestly. So, but I kind of loved my coach. There was something about her, and she wore a ponytail that was straight up. It felt like it came onto her forehead. Like, it was so high, it came back down.
Yeah, that's not a ponytail. It's a unicorn.
Yeah. And so one time I was like, I got to go to the bathroom. And she was like, no, you don't. You're going to do a cartwheel and a back handspring right now. And I was so scared. And she was so good at what she did and knew what I needed to hear. She was just like, Katie, you are so beautiful. You're just really, really beautiful. Only time in my life I've done a cartwheel and a back handspring. Did
wow.
it immediately. Flawless.
Katie.
Never did it again.
Hey, congrats.
Katie.
Thank you.
You're so beautiful.
For those of you at home, Katie did just
did. Katie did it.
It was perfect.
It was beautiful.
Wow. I actually, Tian, have the exact same setup. I went
really?
To one of those college camps and fell like head over heels from one of the players, a libero.
Love the name.
I mean, just the big ass thighs on those college liberos.
Yes.
It's crazy. But we had like an entire kind of like odd romance.
Really?
Like,
what happened?
Odd. Like, she was dating this really, I have a type. She was dating this really bad guy.
Oh no.
And she just started like bringing me everywhere. And she would be like telling me stuff that he did. And I'd be like, yeah, that's fucked up. Like, you deserve better. And we would just sit in the car for long periods of time.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And, like, silence. And then she'd be like, well, I guess I should take you home. But I was, like, you know, 17 and she was, like 19. So it's not,
incredibly
disturbing, but still, like, probably not appropriate.
Yeah. And, no,
like,
definitely not.
Nothing ever happened, but it was just, like, my...
I bet it was
like,
very formative.
It was very, like... I will save you.
Oh, is that where it started?
No, because I was already in love with my point guard.
Okay, yeah.
And
we
dated for years and ended up living in college together. Like,
wait, did you have a high school?
Yeah.
I'm so jealous.
We started dating, I think, when I was 14.
Wow.
Oh, my
gosh. And did not break up until I was 19. Lived together for 2 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, like, in depth.
Yeah, in high school, I was like, I guess I'm not attracted to anyone. I guess I'm asexual or something. Don't know. Like, fully, didn't even think about it. Thought about it a lot. Didn't even dare act on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that mine was a different experience.
What were you doing? You were doing...
I was like, I guess I'll give out these handies and blowies until I meet the man of my dreams.
Yeah.
Oh. You gave out too many.
I gave out too many.
Yeah.
Gave
well,
out
and too that's many. What the Bible says. If you give out too many handies, you're homosexual.
You're homosexual.
Gay.
That's what happened to me.
And you legally change your name to Dyke
to
Tran.
Dyke Tran.
No. I thought you were born Dyke Tran.
I was born Dyke.
Born Dyke Tran.
Born Han Dyke Tran.
Han Dyke. That's so fucking cool.
What would you do for a Han Dyke? I don't know.
What would you do for a Han Dyke? For listeners, my full name is Han Tien. So
like a hot, cool name.
Like a,
it's
like,
not
like,
actually
like
Dyke.
A,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
not actually Dyke, but Han is
yeah,
part
just
of
in case you're like freaking out.
Yeah.
Like, none of our names are actually Dyke. we obviously wish they were.
We wish they were.
Dracula.
Hi, I'm Paul F. Tompkins.
I'm Lauren Lapkus.
I'm Scott Aukerman, and together we make up the show
Freedom!
Freedom is a show where the three of us, who are comedians and also friends, we all just hang out, we tell stories about each other, and about ourselves, usually.
We're constantly telling stories about each other.
You got it, Paul did.
And we play games, and we laugh a lot. It's just that simple. It's a really easy podcast.
This is a pretty good representation of the show.
It's actually exactly what it is, plus singing.
So listen to it now. The new season's out. Get it wherever you get your podcast.
Just go outside and scream freedom.
Just like we do.
Freedom!
Freedom!
You know what I'm talking about.
We'll talk later.
All right. Now we're going to play Which Dating App Is This March Madness Mascot On? We're going to look at pictures of mascots from various teams that we're going to see in the March Madness tournament. We're going to decide what dating app they're on. Are they on Hinge? Are they on Grindr? Are they a little freaky? And they're on Field.
And for those of you who don't know what a mascot is the fittest guy on your campus inside of an animal costume.
Okay, first one we have up is
Iowa Hawkeyes.
Herky
the Hawk. Mascot's dark.
Yeah, Herky is
the energy's bad.
Black feathers all over,
yellow,
and a yellow face,
anger
and a permanent angry face.
I would say this angry bird has been kicked off of every dating app.
100%.
Eugene Levy. It's kind of if Eugene Levy was like
evil.
Psychotic.
Yeah, you can see every single one of this hawk's straight human teeth.
Yeah.
I feel like I've had friends date a Herky.
Yes. Yes.
Herky hates
women and is the one that like gets into DMs is like, actually, you'd look prettier. Like that's how Herky was.
Or what are you up to, girl? And then she doesn't respond in 15 minutes and he's like, fuck you, bitch.
But you've never read Kerouac.
Yeah, his favorite book's on the
road. Okay, UConn Huskies, Jonathan the Husky. Now, here's what I like about Jonathan. Jonathan is
wearing
a full uniform.
And is that cowboy boots?
Yeah.
Jonathan is ready to play sport. Jonathan's on Raya. Oh, my God.
Jonathan's on Raya.
Well, I almost think Jonathan could be on Bumble because I think he's so confident that he's like, I'll let the women pick.
Yeah.
But I also think he's bi because he's so hot. And I don't think straight men are capable of the grooming that Jonathan has accomplished.
You're absolutely right.
And I think, too, he won't bring it up, but he's open to being poly.
Is this a field guy?
I think maybe it's a field guy. Jonathan's on field.
Yeah. He's looking
around. Jonathan is just looking to be a third.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like an all-star player. Like a guest star drop-in. Jonathan's kind of like, I'm here for my, like, just to have a little fun with a couple and gonna
you all are going to be talking about me for the rest of your lives.
Exactly. He can for sure ski.
Yeah.
Next.
Ohio State. Brutus Buckeye.
Raya.
Tinder.
Christian Mingle.
Whoa! We are all different.
Okay, tell me why.
Okay, why I say Raya. To me, and maybe it's because of where I grew up, Brutus is a fucking icon.
That's true.
This man has it. He is dressed head to toe, has a hat, human hands. But guess what? The mascot itself, not an animal. What is it even? A Buckeye is...
It's not technically, I think it's like not technically a nut, but it is like
It is a nut. But I just think there's something about him that's so iconic and that could be my childhood coming into play.
Okay.
But to me, it's Raya. To me, it's Elite. To me, it's, you just went out with John Mayer. Ugh, I hate to hear that. I match with him too.
You think he's gay? Are you kidding me?
Okay.
I don't think he's gay.
Brutus the Nut to me is so incredibly straight. A mascot of a public school has gotten so blacked out at so many frat parties.
Yeah.
That he's had to be like, look himself in the mirror and be like, I gotta find God. And so I gotta find God and I gotta find a wife. I'm on Christian Mingle.
Okay. I buy it. You know?
I think because he's so famous, he's going to go low-hanging fruit. I think he's on Tinder and his bio says, just looking for head. That's straight up. That's what I think.
Actually, yeah. Yeah.
You're right.
Even the picture.
I think each picture we've painted of Brutus, he's lived that life at some point.
Yeah.
Just looking to bust my nut.
Yo.
Yeah. Next. Whoa!
Stanford tree mascot.
Not even a name.
I couldn't find one.
Let me tell you what I would let this tree do to me.
Well, let's tell people what the tree looks like.
It looked like a tree.
This tree,
a Christmas tree.
It's kind of a Christmas tree, very like almost like felt leaves.
Massive felt leaves.
Very angry.
Yeah, maybe those are legs attached.
You can very clearly see the mascot human underneath of the leaves. Like, it looks like someone made this in a rush. Like, they were like, oh, fuck, Stanford. What? Stanford. Tree?
Tree. Yeah. Tree.
Jen,
tree.
Put some trees on a stick. There's a game to play.
I got extra eyes and a pipe cleaner. Let's make the eyebrows. Oh, wrong.
Next. Oh. Oregon State Benny the Beaver. This boy has a STD.
Yeah.
That he got
ChristianMingle.com.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, I think I see that.
So Benny the Beaver, this is going to sound silly because he is a beaver, but his arms are excessively hairy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he is.
Nothing wrong with it.
He is dressed fully to play the sport, which you know I love.
He might be on the team.
Yeah. But his head itself, his face is just giving a little Cotton Eye Joe.
Yeah.
It's giving a little. Have you been to a small town?
It's a little goofy.
Giving a little try that in a small town.
Try that in a small town. It's giving a little bit of that, which is where the Christian Mingle is coming into play.
I see that. Benny the Beaver, Christian Mingle, maybe a little MAGA.
But it hurts when he pees. It definitely hurts when he pees.
I'm coming back. I'm still getting that Tinder energy from this guy. He says this to his friends. I just want to see what the freaks are up to. But he's really on there because he's like maybe bi.
Yeah.
But he hasn't admitted it to himself or his family yet.
Maybe Benny the Beaver's still on OkCupid, and he's just like, I'm really trying to make it work.
What's the deal with OkCupid?
I'm really trying to make it come back.
I don't know, but
I believe
all
in
I know,
it.
You think he's that sweet?
He's so sweet.
I think he's
sweet.
Assaulted before.
Support her.
No, Katie.
Katie,
I draw the line.
Benny
the Beaver's full name is Bennifer. Okay. And she
I can't for her.
She.
I will stand with her. But not for
she
her.
She is trying to reboot Lilith Fair. Okay. Uh-huh.
It's just not true.
And
true.
And she's trying.
I'm all for women's
to
sports.
Get the
this
festival.
Is not women's sports.
Next.
Next. For We Gaslight Our Audience.
Oh! Yes! There she is. I love her.
There's
love
my wife.
Her.
This is Virginia Tech, the Hokey Bird.
She's in full splits
right now, y'all. She looks like
her
the Thanksgiving Day parade on crack.
No, it's that little gobbly thing.
It's out.
Hokey Bird, Polly.
At 100%.
Because there's too much goddamn love in her heart to go around.
That's
exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Why limit yourself?
Yeah. Look at her arms wide open.
With arms wide open.
Hokey Bird is ready to play, wants to play, is all about consent.
Yes.
I bet her lovers suck those under feathers.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Ooh, Let me tell you what I'd be doing there. Oh, by far my favorite mascot, by far the most open, welcoming.
I mean, literally open.
Spread.
Spread eagle,
honestly, seems
spread
the most
Hokey
supportive,
Bird.
Too.
Yeah.
Has the biggest heart. Can take care of so many different people.
In a kind face.
Isn't
a
wearing the jersey space. Because this isn't about her. She's not trying to play the game. She's trying to support those boys.
Thank you.
Y'all, that was so fun.
This has been so fun. I have to say, we kind of started the process of this podcast in 2020.
Yeah.
We were sitting around, isolated in our homes, and we started sending each other sports memes. Mm-hmm. And you guys, it became I quickly felt really close to both of you over that process. It was kind of a random little amalgamation. And here we are. And I'm just so happy we're finally here talking about women's sports.
I know. Yeah. I'm so excited. And I feel like we should just kind of talk about also what are you most excited about in this upcoming 2024 women's sports season?
I'm so excited for March Madness. I'm a basketball gal. That's the sport I care about. Mm-hmm. But for this year, I'm excited to fucking learn more. And I've been getting into soccer. And also, we've got Paris Olympics coming up, if we're going. not us physically going, like, just like, you know, what are the Olympics? Anyway, I'm excited for all of the athletes and all of the women competing.
Yes.
I love it.
Tian, agreed. What are you excited for?
I'm excited for the Olympics. Oh, so excited for March Madness, and also excited for this, like, I feel like this next NWSL and WNBA season is going to be huge. I feel like there was so much momentum from, like, I mean, it just keeps growing and growing, and to, like, get to watch it and get to, like, be a fan, I cannot wait. Mm-hmm.
I feel really excited because I think that women's sports is about to, it already is.
Yes.
There's a lot of business behind the scenes right now where you're seeing a lot of really kind of like celebrities enter the game, like in when it comes to buying teams and supporting teams. And I think, you know, we've all talked about that, that being kind of a final piece in other parts of culture, embracing women's sports as important in a cultural way.
Yeah.
And seeing women's sports become part of like the arts and culture zeitgeist is really exciting to
it's
me.
It's so cool.
And so getting to just track those trends, you know, that I feel like 2024 specifically is going to be the biggest year ever for women's sports.
I think so too.
Agreed.
Okay, well, we're so excited. I hope you all join us in our journey talking about women's sports.
Woo!
I'm Tian Tran, and you can follow me at Hank Tina.
I'm Katie Kershaw, and you can follow me at This Is Katie Kershaw.
I'm ER Fightmaster, and you can follow me at Genderless Gab Bad for now. For now.
Ooh.
What?
For now. For now.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
We love you.
See you next week.
Wait, can we make it a song? A goodbye song?
Yeah, we obviously can, okay. I think.
Why do you all do this to me?
Goodbye, friends. Goodbye, friends. Goodbye, sports. Goodbye.
Wow. I think we nailed that. Jocular is a production of Hyperobject Industries with Metalark Media and was produced by Zaylee Mahone and Haley Fager. Original music and theme are by Nick Gage and ER Fightmaster. Dan Gallucci is our engineer, and our executive producers are Harry Nelson, Claire Slaughter, Dan Lebatard, and Adam McKay. Jocular.